talking to the governor. They call me Hot Rod. Everybody knows it. I don't have to say what I am, because I've done it. That's the difference between you and me. You talk about it, I do it.
You will know that your ass is mine, and that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold sits up.
Wow, that was fantastic. Stanley Mack, yes, it's the East Side Dave and Sud Wrestling Show, and I am here. My name is East Side Dave McDonald. I am the father in this equation, but we also have a son. His name is Stanley Mack. And we are pumped up because tonight, one of the OG pay-per-views, one of the most important pay-per-views. I'm still such a fan. I believe that Survivor Series, I might be mistaken, but I think Survivor Series was the second pay-per-view of all time. It was obviously WrestleMania, then Survivor Series, and then SummerSlam. I believe I'm right. And then the Royal Rumble came. In terms of your four WWE, four pillars of pay-per-view, Survivor Series was
you
second.
Are wrong.
I am wrong.
It was WrestleMania,
yes.
Royal Rumble, SummerSlam, and Survivor Series.
I don't know if that's true at all. I thought I was under the impression that Survivor Series. No. Royal Rumble came in last of those. You know what? Who cares? It's Survivor Series. Come on, round of applause. Round of applause, Survivor Series 2019. And I tell you what, Stanley Mack, I got a little juice for this Survivor Series this year. I got a little, let's go, let's rock and roll. Because I think that this Survivor Series is going to be fun. I enjoy the NXT angle.
Yeah.
I thought having a Raw versus SmackDown versus NXT makes it a little fun.
Who do you want to win? NXT
let's go with the NXT guys and girls. Younger, they're going for it. Why not? Why not? I mean, we're going to do all of our matches and all of our predictions. I'm not going
to,
you
know. They need to win at least one or two.
That would be good for them if they won at least one or two. It shouldn't be a WWE destroying these guys. But how are you, pal? How's everything going? We were just playing with your lightsaber before the show. Oh, my gosh.
Can
this
I
thing
see
is
the
a.
Bottle before you guys hear it.
This is a legitimate lightsaber. Go ahead. Talk for a little bit. Tell them where you got it.
I got it at Disney World. We just went to Disney World.
Listen to this. This is not a special effect, sound effect. This is the lightsaber itself. Stanley wants to show this to you. Here we go. We're going to do it. I mean, obviously, it's got to be through audio only, Stanley. But I will tell the people at home or in their cars who are listening, this thing is impressive. This is a legitimate steel handle or metal handle of some kind. There's a lot of weight to it. This ain't no little plastic thing you actually buy at Walmart. Look at that. And
oh,
that.
Yeah.
What's in that?
That's
right
no.
There. What's this? Look at this. Look at this. I'm doing moves. Watch this. I'm going to do a flip off the couch. Oh!
Daddy!
Look at that. I did a flip. They can't hear. They don't know I'm not doing a flip. Shh. Theater of the mind, bro. Watch this. Watch this. I'm going to do six flips off this chair over here. Look at this. Oh! Look at this. Look at this. I'm going to levitate Juliana with the force. Look at this. Oh, she's floating. Look at that. Look at that. She's floating. She's floating. Are you floating, Jules?
Oh, my gosh. Put me down.
Oh, all right. Fine. She gets scared. Hold on. I'm going to make this bottle of water float over Juliana's head, and now I'm turning the bottle of water upside down with the force, and she is getting wet. She's getting wet, right?
Where is she? Where'd she go?
Did she get wet with that bottle of horse?
I'm soaked.
She's soaked. Unbelievable. Okay, get out of here. So I will say this. I have owned lightsabers for a long, long time. Okay? This is the greatest lightsaber I've ever seen in my entire life. You and Juliana's lightsabers are the two greatest lightsabers I've ever seen in my life that I've ever put my hands on by far. Now, you might be too young to remember this, Stanley Mack, but we went to a Yankee game. And I think it was like 2015, maybe 2006. No, it would have been 2017, the more I think about it. So just 2 years ago, we went to a Yankee game. I had a Star Wars book bag, and the Star Wars book bag had a lightsaber compartment. Now, what I did was I always kept the little plastic lightsaber in the lightsaber compartment. You know, what's the point of having a Star Wars bag with a lightsaber compartment if you're not going to carry around your lightsaber? However, when I brought it into the Yankee game, I had forgotten that it was there. The Yankee security guard says, you can't bring this into the stadium. I said, what? Why not? He says, it's a weapon. I go, it's a weapon in the Star Wars galaxy, but on planet Earth, this thing is like a piece of plastic. It's as light as a feather. He wouldn't let me go into the game until I took it out and put it on the thing. And that was it. It was gone. He's like, oh, you can leave it outside the fence. Oh, I'm sure outside the fence it's not going to get stolen. Anyway, listen. This is the East Side Dave and Son wrestling show. It's not the East Side Dave and Son Star Wars show. Okay? What is this, Yaddle Chattle? It's not Yaddle Chattle, is it? Is this Yaddle Chattle where we do a Star Wars podcast about Yaddle, the female Yoda, the whole time? All right, now listen.
Female Yoda.
Yaddle Channel. That's actually going to be. You know what? I've just trademarked and copyrighted that, so don't even try to have Yaddle Channel as your podcast name. It's now mine. Anyway, let's do this. No one remembers Yaddle, do they? By the way, I talked to the Rebel Force Radio guys this past Tuesday in the East Side Dave show. Unbelievable guys. Class acts. And you know who we talked about? Yaddle. Yaddle's been brought up a lot in my life this week. Anyway.
Yaddle.
All right. Should we get right into it?
Yes.
Well, I mean, you were telling me you had some controversial thoughts and feelings coming into this episode of the East Side Dave and Son Wrestling Show. So do you want to unleash any of those ideas before we start getting into our predictions?
Well, first, let's talk about, before we get to our predictions, let's talk about CM Punk.
Oh, great. Okay. This is exciting. Stanley Mack has a little CM Punk editorial, apparently. I by the way, I knew nothing about this. You would not share your topics with me before the show. You told me, save it for the air. And I go, holy cow, things go full circle. Okay, go ahead.
Well, about Punk, I think he'll be on backstage in like 20-something-something. They'll do like this.
So this is your theory of what CM
Punk.
Punk
versus Vince McMahon.
I like that.
I told you, Daddy, that these predictions are coming out of absolutely nowhere.
I love it. You're coming out of Nowheresville, USA, and I couldn't be happier with it. I know I've told you this off the air, but I'd like to share it now with the WWE Universe and the East Side Dave and Son Wrestling fans.
Good idea, because it's dead wrong. Listen.
Okay. I thought of a storyline for CM Punk that I think would be absolutely bonkers and phenomenal. And that's, you know, yeah, let him do the backstage thing for a while. And then maybe 2000 and how about this? This time next year, CM Punk reveals, you know, for years and years, he's told people what the CM means. He's told them all different kind of things. Well, in the middle of the ring, he goes like this. I'll tell you what the CM in CM Punk means. My name is Christian McMahon Punk.
Guys,
and I am the illegitimate son of Vince McMahon, and I have been sent here to destroy from within. And he's basically the illegitimate, the bastard, pardon my language, but that's a real phrase, son of Vince McMahon, and he's here to take over control.
Guys, I hope you put it on mute, and now you can unmute it.
Why? That would be a phenomenal storyline. And then it's Punk versus basically Shane and Stephanie for the control of the WWE, and Vince, for that matter. I think I got something right there, but anyway. Oh. Okay. Is that all? I like your attitude. I like your thing about the Punk thing. That's a good prediction. Anything else before we get into our prognostications here?
That would be that, but that would be like how long in the makings would that be?
Yeah, it would be 10, 15, 20, whatever, 20 years in the makings, because he is CM Punk and then the Independence with the Ring of Honor and then this and that long before he was in WWE. But still, how amazing would that be if he turns out to be the illegitimate son of Vince? In a real way. We're not doing some hornswoggle nonsense. We're not making this comedic in any event. I've been listening to a lot of Jim Cornette. He doesn't like people having fun, smiling, or laughing. The same thing over here. We take this stuff very seriously.
We do. We are the Eastside Davidson Wrestling Show. In fact, we're 11 minutes. Into the episode.
11 minutes of rock and roll. 11 minutes of thunder. 11 minutes of lightning.
11 minutes of me not even having a chance to speak a physics. Right?
Go ahead. I'm just excited. What else? Give us some more bullet points before we go into the prognostication.
Oh my God. It's 11 minutes plus we never take this. I don't think we've ever taken this one. Without getting into the prediction.
First of all, it's taken this long. Second of all, of course we have, but we had some stories to tell. We had a lightsaber display we had to do. Okay, so in other words, you want to get into the matches itself? You want to get into Survivor Series 2019? Is that what I'm led to believe?
Yeah, Survivor Series 2019.
All right, here we go. Let's start with a Champions Showcase Triple Threat Tag Team match. All these matches are going to be very wordy. Because it's the Survivor Series. And again, because they're doing something a little new this year. It's Raw, Monday Night Raw versus Friday Night SmackDown versus NXT. Their Wednesday show. So, as a result, here's the match that I'm talking about. The Viking Raiders, they're your Raw Tag Team Champs versus The New Day. Those are your SmackDown Tag Team Champs versus The Undisputed Era of Bobby Fish and Kyle O'Reilly. Those are your NXT Tag Team Champs. Stanley Mack, who do you like and why?
The Undisputed Era will win.
Yeah, I have to tell you, I sort of see it. I don't think that NXT is going to be as successful as you do. I think you seem to feel like NXT is going to have a humongous night. I'm not sure about that, but I think that if there's a spot for NXT to grab a victory here, it's going to be right in this match. And I do agree with you. I think Undisputed Era, O'Reilly and Fish are going to win this match here. All right. Let's get into a 5-on-5 Women's Survivor Series Triple Threat Elimination Match. Okay?
Okay.
It's going to be Team Raw, Charlotte, Natalia, Asuka, Kairi Sane, Sarah Logan versus Team SmackDown, Sasha, Carmella, Dana Brooke, Lacey Evans, and Nikki Cross versus Team NXT, which is Rhea Ripley, Candice, Bianca Belair, Lo Shirai, and Toni Storm.
Wait. Before we get into this match, Dad, tell the audience what you think about Rhea Ripley.
I said that when you look at Rhea Ripley, you're looking at the next humongous champion in the WWE, women's champ, whether it's women's Raw, women's SmackDown champion, don't know. She is going to be a massive star, make no mistake about it, and probably is someone who could do some great battles with Charlotte. But anyway, that's what I think.
Let's get what I think, and what I think is Team NXT.
Whoa. Wins. Go with Team NXT again? Wow. Hate to tell you here, but our first disagreement comes right now, courtesy of Charlotte Flair. Her pay-per-view record has been insane. And do I think Charlotte's going to win and we'll figure a way to get Team Raw the victory for this match? Mm. Yes, I do. Do I think that Stanley's dead wrong with this prediction? Yes, I do.
I know Team NXT will win. I don't think they're going to win.
$5.
$5 on the line.
Shake on it. We're shaking. Now, here's the one thing. You don't have $5, probably, so you're going to have to get a job.
No, I do. I have, like, $45.
You have $45? You're rich. Where'd you get this money? You robbing banks or something?
That's exactly what... No, I bet horse races.
You bet on horse races. How old are you again?
I don't know, I'm like 10.
10. And you're betting on horse races. Highly illegal.
It's like my half birthday or something.
It doesn't. It's what you're doing is illegal. And I'm going to have to alert the authorities. Okay, let's go with the 5-on-5 then men. Survivor Series triple threat elimination match, which is Team Raw. Okay, you're talking about Seth Rollins, Drew McIntyre, Randy Orton, Ricochet, and Kevin Owens. Okay, that team seems impossible to beat.
Wait, tell me it again.
Seth Rollins, Drew McIntyre, Randy Orton, Ricochet, and Kevin Owens. Versus Team SmackDown. That's Roman Reigns, Mustafa Ali, Braun Strowman, King Corbin, and Shorty G. Versus Team NXT. The Team NXT is yet to be announced. But you would imagine... That Riddle guy is going to be on it. You would imagine that Keith dude, that big guy who was fighting Baron Corbin on Friday Night SmackDown, you would think those two would be on it. But they haven't officially announced who NXT is going to be. So, Stanley, who do you like on this one?
I like Team NXT, and I don't even know who's going to be in it, but I like Team NXT.
Team NXT. Are you... Wow! I mean, you look at those, that Raw and SmackDown... Raw teams. You know, obviously with Team Raw, I just said, holy cow. I mean, Seth Rollins, Drew McIntyre, Randy Orton, Ricochet, Kevin Owens. I mean, it's impossible to imagine them losing, but I'm going to give you an upset special. No, not Team NXT. That was a terrible prediction by Stanley Mack. I think Team SmackDown with Roman Reigns, Mustafa, Braun Strowman, Corbin, and Shorty G will pull up a minor upset with this match here.
Fake? Why? Because Team SmackDown, I think it's going to come down to Team SmackDown, Team NXT one-on-one with, like, I would say, like, Matt Riddle against, I don't know, King Corbin or Roman Reigns. It looks like Roman Reigns is going to win. Triple H helps out Team NXT.
Okay.
To win.
I like it, Macko. All right, let's go with a Champions Showcase triple threat match. We'll do a men and then a women. Our first Champions Showcase triple threat match. Could they throw more words in that description there? AJ Styles, your United States champion, versus Shinsuke Nakamura, your Intercontinental champion, versus Roderick Strong, your North American champion. Obviously, Roderick Strong representing NXT,
Daddy?
Shinsuke, SmackDown, and AJ representing Raw.
Daddy,
yes. Okay, we'll do Pete Dunne after this. Go for who do you like?
So, who do I like? By the way, soccer, match of the night.
Match of the night. I like this.
This matchup is three people, Roderick Strong, AJ Styles, and Shinsuke, that just are absolutely unbelievable competitors in the way, in my opinion.
Very good
analysis. I'm looking forward to for this matchup. And I do think Roderick Strong's going to pick up the win.
Are you getting paid by Triple H? Is Triple H and Shawn Michaels paying you for this episode? Because are you aware that every single NXT person you have gone with?
Yeah.
Controversial. This is the most controversial East Side Dave and Son wrestling show we've ever done.
I told you this is going to be it. I told you this is going to be controversial.
This is controversial.
And was I right? Did
you
I
were 100% right. So often in life, you are dead wrong. Math, spelling, geography. Usually you are dead wrong about topics. But today, for a change, you actually are right. Controversial.
I don't even do geography.
I know you don't. Now, I can't agree with you here. I'm sorry, but AJ Styles is going to get this victory. Representing Raw, your United States champion, AJ Styles, the phenomenal one.
I can maybe see Nakamura, but I just don't think AJ would win at all.
All right.
Maybe Nakamura, but not AJ.
Fair enough. Wow. Unbelievable. Let's go with the women. And then we'll... Okay, very quickly. Adam Cole, your NXT champion versus Pete Dunne.
For the NXT champion.
Formerly, yes. Formerly, and he was certainly the United Kingdom NXT guy?
It's so much. It's pretty easy to Adam Cole. I don't think we're going to lose the NXT championship.
I agree with you on this. NXT Adam Cole. Adam Cole. Baby. Adam Cole's going to win this match. All right? There. Quick. There's your prediction. There's your Adam Cole versus Pete Dunne prediction. Now, look. We got to get to the Champions Showcase triple threat match for the women. And we're talking about Becky Lynch, your Raw Women's Champion, versus Bayley, your SmackDown Women's Champion, versus Shayna Baszler, your NXT Women's Champion.
You said a 100% one. I'll say it right. Becky Lynch, your Raw Women's Champion, versus Bayley, versus your SmackDown and NXT Women's Champion, Shayna Baszler. That's what it actually is right now.
What are you talking about? Shayna Baszler didn't beat Bayley for the SmackDown Championship.
She did.
It's true.
Look.
I don't know. It says Bayley, your SmackDown Women's Champion.
No, it says Bayley, SmackDown Women's
Bayley,
Champion.
Bayley, SmackDown Women's Champion, Baszler, NXT.
See, maybe this rings is not updated.
All right. Who do you like?
Who do I like? Shayna Baszler for the clean sweep.
Oh, my God. And that's actually all of the Raw versus SmackDown versus NXT matches. So, in other words, to solidify your prediction, which is bonkers, and you've said some crazy things in your life. You know why? You're nuts. You're crazy. You're insane. Like the Joker. You're off your rocker. Now, you believe in the Raw versus SmackDown versus NXT triple threat matches, NXT is going to sweep. They're going to win every single one.
Yeah, every one. The women's matches, the women's 5-on-5, the men 5-on-5, the Zinsuke, Roderick Strong match. Or whatever.
Wow.
It's going to be all NXT night.
Unbelievable, shocking, controversial comments.
Triple H is going to be very happy if my prediction's right.
Wow.
Wouldn't he?
Triple H would be excited. All right. As for me, Becky. That took no thought at all. They're not willing to let Becky's run go away yet. They want to keep Becky looking pretty much invincible. Becky.
Becky has no chance at this match to me. There's no way, because Becky's had her success. I'm sorry.
It's going to continue. It's not going to fall in Survivor Series. Yeah, could Becky finally lose in, WrestleMania or something? Absolutely. Survivor Series, it's hard for me to believe that Becky Lynch is going to lose this. But, you know, hey, we'll agree to disagree, my friend. All right, Stanley. Let's get then to the final two matches, which are just straight-up matches. First, for the WWE Championship, Brock Lesnar, your WWE champion, versus Rey Mysterio. Who do you like, Stanley?
Wait, so we're doing the WWE championship match. Yeah. Okay, so I like this matchup is shocking because I have a prediction. It looks like it's going to be Daniel Bryan with the win. Daniel Bryan, then the lights turned off.
Oh, no. This is Brock Lesnar versus Rey Mysterio.
You just told me.
You said WWE Championship. The Fiend versus Daniel Bryan's for the Universal. I said the regular
championship. Oh, my God. I'm getting so confused because that's on SmackDown.
Gotcha. Brock Lesnar versus Rey Mysterio. Who do you like in this match?
This is actually a very tough match.
Well, let's go.
I like the winner of the match and still your WWE champion, Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, I agree with you on this one. But I do think that this has the potential to be one of my favorite matches of the night. I'm a big fan of both guys, both performers. And I feel like I always like it when Brock, you know, has to fight the athletic guys. As opposed to just another big dude. But when he has to fight the athletic guys, a la AJ Styles, Daniel Bryan, Finn Balor, and now Rey Mysterio, those are usually really, really good matches. So I'm going with Brock, but I'm very much looking forward to this match. And now we're going to get to what I think will probably be the main event. It's The Fiend, Bray Wyatt, your Universal Champion, versus Daniel Bryan.
As I was saying about this match.
Go for it now.
It looks like Daniel Bryan's about to win, then the lights turned off.
Ooh, I like this.
And then you know what it was?
What?
The lights turned back on, the Miz and Daniel Bryan's down, you know who it was? You see a guy in the hood, you know who it was?
Who?
The Miz. He officially turns heel and socks everyone.
The Miz is going to be wearing a fiend mask?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Like a fake fiend mask, kind of?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
And then the Fiend retains his WWE Universal Championship.
I like that. I do. Ooh, I like it so much, I'm going to agree with it. Across the board.
The same prediction?
Yeah, what the heck? Actually, that's my idea. The Miz is going to be wearing a Fiend mask at some point and then get Daniel and then rip it off to unveil that the Miz is behind the Fiend mask the whole time.
Yeah, the whole time was...
Well, not the whole time, but just for Survivor Series.
Well, maybe not even... So, I mean, I was kind of going for, like, he's kind of, like, attacking Daniel.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Making the Fiend win.
I know. He's not actually dressed up as the Fiend.
That would be awesome.
And then takes it off. It's like, the Fiend has been the Miz this whole time. Because we obviously know it's Bray Wyatt because of his body and everything like that. But still, I think there's a way to incorporate the mask with something. So, I don't know. I like it. All right. Well, that's it. Before we get out of here, any impression? Real quick. Impressions?
Impressions.
Anything? Impressions? Anything at all? Anything? Impressions?
No.
Oh, closing music is just been hit by the engineer.
No.
Well, then that's it, my little friend. I want to thank Stanley Mack for bringing the thunder today. Bringing the lightning. Totally. Not bringing many brain cells, but bringing the passion. I appreciate that.
But, Daddy?
Yes.
You lost yourself.
I did.
All your points.
I lost all my points?
Yeah.
So that means you emerge as the winner tonight. Good job.
And you're going to have to start fresh, and I have to start with this many points.
Okay. Well, you heard it right there. Stanley Mack says I need to start fresh. Anyway. Hey, listen. Eastside Dave and Son Wrestling Show. I'm Davey Mack. That's Stanley Mack. Enjoy Survivor Series 2019. We'll see you later.